I'm riding alone, singing the same old cowboy song that's been sung 100 times before.
And we're singing this morning between the mountains of Catalina and the Tucson Mountains. It happens twice a year. We broadcast from the Tucson Convention Center for the Saba Home Show, the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. We attend home shows all over the state and all the different markets. And I will tell you, Saba is the best home show production by far across the state. Always a pleasure to be here. We've got a lot of partners here today. We've given out tickets if you're on your way down. They're at the will call, which is at the Saba booth, so it's a little different. You got to go to the tickets, and then they'll direct you to the Saba offices, so it's a little extra step. But, hey, it saved you $8 on your admission ticket, and you can come enjoy the home show for free. It's always fun being in Tucson. It feels like an older town than most others. Not
more
that
established,
it's
maybe
dingy, but that it's architecture and its structure. They've done a really good job and the Tucson main body of not letting that
cookie cutter
California tile roof side by side stacked up. They've kept really good on the old masonry architecture, and it's just a privilege driving around. It just feels like it's such a stronger body of buildings. I get excited when I drive around masonry, and there's a lot of it in Tucson, and I really enjoy it.
I love the homes, how they're just set in the desert. You know, we kind of in Phoenix area, we've had a tendency just to scrape land and just start over. But as you're driving around Tucson, you know, it's a little bit hilly, and the homes are just set in right among the cactus. And you can tell the cactus have been there a long time. It's not all planned out and all, you know, cutesy. It's just desert. I just do love that about Tucson. I love the sustainability aspect. Everybody's kind of organic, and they care about their environment, and they're real into the rain harvesting, just things I love, and a lot of urban farming. You know?
Talked to a homeowner in the booth yesterday that came by wanting to buy a dual flush toilet. So you've got your standard 1.6 gallon per flush. They've got them now where they'll cut that in half, and you can figure out when you use the lighter load and when you use the heavier load. And they wanted to know if it was a wise investment. And so if you're thinking you're going to buy it to save money on your water bill for two people in one home, you're gonna be a long time before you get your return on investment on water saved from a half a gallon per flush. Said, "Oh no, that's just for the water conservation."
Mm-hmm.
And go.
They have a heart for that here. They really do. And last night we got in. Hey, did you drive down in the daytime? Did you drive
in
the daytime? I was asked for a fauna check between here and Phoenix, between Phoenix and Tucson, hoping for wildflowers, but I think that's passed. There was a lot of Palo Verdes in bloom and a lot of brittle bush.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty green around Picacho Peak, but no flowers. I didn't see any flowers. So anyway, getting down here, we got down, set up. And last night, you and I went down on Congress for dinner, ate at the old Hotel Congress, had a nice little dinner together. There's music outside on the patio. It was so cool. Have you noticed how much the downtown area has changed since we've been broadcasting from Saba?
You don't recognize it.
No, if you haven't been to Tucson in the last 4 or 5 years, you won't recognize it. I'd love for you guys to come down and see what's going on here. As a matter of fact, we have a guest this morning who's going to tell you all about what's going on down here. We have Mr. Mark Irvin, Commercial Real Estate Services. He's also Secretary and Vice Chair of the District Project, Rio Nuevo. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us. You know, I was listening to the comment about, you know, how long stuff's been going on in Tucson. You know, I always chuckle, 4,000 years. It's been habited for 4,000 years mm-hmm. in Tucson. In fact, I think one of the cool things just on the west side of town here is the Mission Gardens, and it's kind of a cool, really cool project. It's walled in and stuff. It's a bit, you know, the public can go see it. But they've gone in and they planted all the old heritage fruits and vegetables and trees and figs, and I mean, you know, you name it, it is really, really cool. So there's, you know, you're right, there's a bunch of really what I would say eclectic things going on in Tucson, and
everything from history to art to eating.
Right. And you know, Roman, I'm going to have to give you a little bit of grief here, because we do have a non-masonry project going up in Tucson, and that is, and I agree with you, I love all the masonry, and I love the stuff that we've done to save this, that, and the other. But we've got a new project going on over there that the Rio Nuevo District's involved in. It's 38 shipping containers that are actually up in the Phoenix area right now being modified and made into a retail center. And I first had a chance to see something like this years ago in Christchurch, New Zealand, when they had to get something up and operating because their entire downtown imploded during the earthquake. And so I was familiar with it, not that that was my idea, but when they brought us that idea, it was great because I was really on board and really understood it and kind of almost kicked myself, said, why didn't I think of that? And so we just broke ground on that yesterday.
And that's really close to the where we are right now.
Correct. It's just on the other side of the freeway. So that's a project that just broke ground. It'll be done the end of this year, and it's, I think, 90% pre-leased. The developers decide to hold off 10% to make sure he doesn't miss something new that pops in. So, and what's interesting is it sits right next to, you know, the Mercado, which is a really, a building that was designed to look really old, like the old, you know, Convento and stuff. And then also in that area, you know, just right across the street is the new Caterpillar building that's going to be built, which is a $50 million build-to-suit that Rio Nuevo is doing there that has just started. So we're currently in the planning. We've picked all the parties, but we're just currently, that building's being planned. And
I can forgive shipping containers. But if you'd have said silly sticks and stucco, we'd have had a problem.
No, we don't see a lot of that in the Tucson area. I think to me, though, the thing that's kind of fun, and by the way, thanks for your comments about Tucson. If you haven't been here in a while, you probably wouldn't recognize it. I would completely concur with that, especially downtown. And so if you haven't even been here in the last 2 years, you know, you probably got to get back because there's been a whole bunch of stuff that's happened. And you know what? In two more years, you're not going to recognize downtown. I mean, we didn't have a hotel that had been built in downtown Tucson in 50 years, almost just shy of 50 years, I think 48, 49 years, whatever it was. And so to have three hotels that are approved, the AC Marriott will be completed and actually opened later this summer. It's a really cool hotel, about 145 rooms. We also just green-lighted two new hotels. One's the Moxie, and the Moxie is a really fun concept. And that's about 155 rooms.
What's the fun concept part?
Well, you know, it's interesting. As an example, you walk up to the doors of a Moxie hotel, and rather than say, you know, do not disturb, it's got a big slash to it, please disturb. So, I mean, it's very unconventional. It's mm-hmm. really kind of dialed in as a hotel for millennials. The AC is kind of interesting. The AC is actually very light on guest services. Their concept is they want their patrons to go out and enjoy the downtown community. That was one of four of AC Marriott's that were approved when that concept was purchased by the AC. And so it's really cool to see that here. And then we just green-lighted a new hotel that'll actually be on the convention center ground here. That's being done by Caliber, which is a group out of Phoenix that actually owns, a little north of 50% of the hotel rooms out by Sky Harbor. Really good folks. They like hockey, which I think is something we really like. But I think that'll be a nice addition to the Tucson Convention Center. That's going to probably be about 125, 130 rooms, somewhere in that range. Again, all these are boutique-style hotels that are all, you know, under eight stories or less, that really fit, you know, kind of what we're trying to do in Tucson.
And talking about the smaller size of things, just walking the street last night, so many little cool places to eat, very inviting. You would look in thinking you're going to see something big and be just so big, and there's just an intimate group of people eating and kind of all communicating and having fun together and hanging out, and the streets were packed.
Yeah, you know, I think what's fun is, you know, you can, like, go down some, you know, dark street, for lack of a better way to say it, and all of a sudden you come across, you know, a really cool restaurant on Scott Avenue. You know, you sneak over and you think you're going to what used to be a moratorium, and you walk in and it's now a repositioned building that's got a bar and a restaurant and a this and a that. So they've really taken, a lot of these developers have really taken a lot of older buildings that you would never think that you would ever repurpose the way they repurposed, and they've repurposed them. They're doing well. There's some great pioneers here that have really, I think, really kicked off Tucson and have weathered the horrible recession we all went through, and we're on the backside of that now. And the streetcar was a really nice addition to our downtown. It goes from the west side of downtown, down through the university to University Medical Center. It does a big U-ey and comes back. Great traffic with that. Really super accessibility, I think, for people coming and going.
I don't want to hijack your conversation, but on the downtown, what I really enjoy is how unique each little establishment is. You have Playground Bar and Lounge with the patio seating that look very tailored to the younger group. You've got the Wi-Fi sports bar right around the corner. I went into Thunder Canyon Brewery because I love their amber, and that was the first chance I got to go in there. And they've got a section dog entrance and people entrance. People with their dogs, they've got this area roped off and hanging out there with their dogs and having a beer. Right next to it was the Charles Steakhouse. I ate there Thursday night. Man,
And that's all 100% grass-fed beef. And, you know, for those that maybe have not tried that, they'd be pretty blown away with just how amazing that is. That's the Flores family, and they're a Tucson treasure, for lack of a better way to say it. Just a great family, and they own El Charro's and, you know, Cervezas and a whole bunch of other concepts. But that concept downtown, I think, is just really excellent.
I told him, give me your signature dish. It was a kind of a flank steak, and it came out with some warm corn tortillas and you kind of and some beans, and it was kind of a steak. It was kind of a Mexican tortilla wrap. It was an interesting Southwest combination, but man, the meat was just perfect.
Well, you were there. Did you walk across the street and get a chance to walk through Johnny Gibson's Market?
I went through Johnny Gibson's Market. I pointed that out to mom last night. Yeah. I was like, "Yeah, that little neat downtown. It feels like if you lived in the city and you worked downtown, the downtown is now completely, you wouldn't need a car.
Right.
You could walk within a square mile of anywhere is everything you would need. And you've got plenty of, you would never get bored. You could hit a different restaurant every night and not hit the same one in a month.
Right. And, you know, if there's not enough for you to do downtown, and by the way, there's plenty to do downtown, trust me. But if there was enough to do, I mean, you're right there on 4th Avenue. You're right on top of the eclectic 4th Avenue. I mean, it's like you can throw a rock and hit it. It's like a block away. So, you know, if you want access to, you know, great restaurants. The other thing I think is interesting about Tucson is few people realize that we're the city of, I always mess this up, gastrology. Am I saying that correctly? You know, the food place. So we are, you know, the only place in North America that has that distinction. So, you know, if you want great food, and you want kind of any kind of food you would want, Tucson's got it. I mean, there's a lot of sustainability things here. There's people that are growing stuff on rooftops. It's how some of the restaurants, and if you just go over like to Yano's downtown kitchen and see what that guy's doing with that in the carriage house, that's pretty fun. There's Peruvian food down here. There is phenomenal Thai food down here. There's your classic American bistro food at a dozen different places. Well, you guys had dinner last night is the Cup Cafe, and that's phenomenal. Love that
place. And we'll talk a little bit about that. It's at the Hotel Congress. We'll be back right after this.